Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Peah Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah's are being learned Lilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Misha, Her Nisham Shadav and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel Basavar Gittel, and Daniel Eliezer Brent Spire Rachel. They should be commenced with Zereshal Kayoma Bekar of Mamish. Now, up until now in the Masechta, we've been learning about Peah. Now we're going to be moving on to Leket. Mishnah Yud starts out, Ezehu Leket. What exactly is Leket? Hanoisha Beshasa Ktsira. Something that falls at the time of harvesting. As we said, if one or two stalks fall while they're harvesting the field, so that's Leket, and that has to be left for the ani. However, Haya Kaitzer, let's say this person was harvesting his grain, Katzer Mala Yadai, he harvested a whole handful of grain, or Talash Mala Kumtsai, he uprooted some handful of something that he was uprooting. It doesn't have to be grain, it could be onions, it could be something else. And then he Kau Kaitz, he was scratched, he was struck by a thorn, and Venafel Miyad El Aretz, something fell from his hand onto the ground. Ouch, he got scratched, he got hurt, so he dropped something. Then Hareusha Balabayas, that belongs to the Balabayas. That's not considered something falling in the normal course of harvesting. Leket is only something that fell in the normal way, in the normal course of harvesting. But over here, it didn't fall in the normal manner. It fell because he was scratched by a thorn, and that still belongs to him, to the Baal HaBayis. Now, before we continue the Mishnah, we have to get a real visual, a real picture of how harvesting actually worked. So the farmer would grasp a handful of grain in one hand, and then he would take his sickle, which remember was that long curved knife, and he would swing the sickle at it. A perfect swing would accomplish cutting only the grain that he's holding, no more and no less. But sometimes, it wasn't a perfect swing. We know that no one has a perfect batting average. Sometimes you do strike out, so sometimes this farmer didn't have a perfect swing. Sometimes, it was too wide of a swing, and he would actually cut more grain than he was actually holding. And sometimes, it was too shallow of a swing. And even though the grain in his hand was cut by the swing, some of it was only cut by the outside, not so sharp part of the sickle, as opposed to the inside part of the sickle. So now that we have this little clip in our minds of the farmer harvesting, we can move on. The Mishnah tells us, Toichayad, let's say he cut something that was inside of his hand. He actually did cut all the grain that he was holding, no more, no less. However, some of that grain was cut by the outside part of the sickle because his swing was too shallow. So yes, he did manage to cut all the grain he was holding, but some of it was cut by the outside part of the sickle, and some of that grain fell down. Or v'toicha magol, he cut grain with the inside part of the sickle, and the reason why this is a little bit different, though, is because it was too wide of a swing. So this grain was actually not even in his hand, but he did cut it with the inside part of the sickle, and that grain fell on the floor. La'aniyim, in both of those scenarios, that grain belongs to the aniyim, because that's considered something falling in the normal course of harvesting. As we said, no one has a perfect batting average, and this is something which is considered a fairly normal thing to happen, and therefore, he would have to leave that for the aniyim. However, achar hayad ve'achar amagol, let's say the grain that was cut and that had fallen on the floor was not only outside his hand, achar hayad, it's outside his hand, he wasn't holding that grain, it was also cut by the outside part of the sickle, it wasn't part of his normal swing, so l'Baal HaBayis, that belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Because in that scenario, it's not considered like the normal course of harvesting, and therefore the Baal HaBayis gets to keep that grain that had fallen. But now we have a case which is a machlokes. Reish hayad ve'reish hamagol, that which was cut and had fallen on the floor was actually at the tip of his hand. He wasn't actually grasping it in his hand, it was at the tip of his fingers, or it was cut by the tip of the sickle, not with the inside part and not with the outside part. So Rabbi Shmuel says, La'anim, that belongs to the anim, it's considered leket. Rabbi Kiva says, La'Baal HaBayis, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis, and the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. And now moving on to Mishnah Yod Aleph, we're going to talk about ants for a little bit, as in like the little creepy crawly creatures. So this person is walking through his field, and he finds a whole bunch of ant holes, or ant hills, whatever you want to call them, and he starts digging them up and trying to get rid of these ant holes, and what does he find in them? He finds a whole bunch of grain. These ants have been stealing his grain, and he is so stingy, or maybe he just doesn't have enough grain, and he decides that he wants to take these few kernels of grain that he found in these ant holes, and he wants to take them back home. The question is he allowed to take that grain? Maybe that grain was actually leket, and it doesn't even belong to the Baal HaBayis, and he would have to give it to the aniyim. So Mishnah Yod Aleph tells us, chari hanamalim, that which is inside these ant holes, shebasoy hakama, but they're within the standing grain, which means he hasn't started harvesting his field yet. yet. Harehin shel ba'al bayis, all the grain that he finds inside these ant holes, it actually belongs to the ba'al bayis. That's because it can't possibly be leket. He hasn't started harvesting his field yet, so it's obviously not leket, and it clearly belongs to the ba'al bayis. However, shel achra ha'kotrim, if it's after the harvesters, meaning if he discovered these ant holes after he already started harvesting his field, even though he didn't finish harvesting his field, and even though it's very possible he found these ant holes within the non-harvested grain, but since he had already started the harvest, it's very possible that what's found inside the ant holes actually was leket. So therefore, the halacha is as follows. Ha'olyonim la'aniyim, the upper kernels of grain that are found in this ant hole belong to the aniyim because we assume that it was leket, and that leket was stolen by the ants. But v'hatachtonim shel ba'al bayis, the lower grain in this ant hole, that belongs to the ba'al bayis because we assume they stole it from the ba'al bayis before he started harvesting his field. Now, how is it that we can tell the difference between the upper ones and the lower ones? It's not like the ants have it labeled very clearly, this was leket and this was from the ba'al bayis. So the answer is that there's actually a difference in color. The leket is the grain that was just harvested. That grain is ripe, and that means it's going to be either white or it's going to be a golden yellow color, and that's clearly leket. However, the grain that was stolen by the ants before the harvest is going to be green because they took it before it was ripe, and therefore this green grain belongs to the ba'al bayis. Now Rav Meir argues, and he says, Hakol aniyim, everything that was found in this ant hole actually belongs to the aniyim. Why is that? Shesafik leket, leket. Because if we have a suffix that something's leket, so then we just say it's leket and it belongs to the ani. Now, why is it that that which is found inside is a suffix? Because Rav Meir says, we know that when we harvest a field of grain, even though the majority of the grain that was harvested was ripe, because you're not going to start harvesting your field until the grain is ripe, there's definitely going to be unripe grain inside the field. So it's very possible that that unripe grain that was found in the ant hole is actually from this newly harvested grain and not from the old grain. And therefore, Rav Meir says that everything you find in the ant hole, even that which is not ripe, belongs to the ani. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.